WXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now. Live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Happy Monday to you. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. I am Casey Orr, and I, along with Sean Whitfield, will be here for the next hour, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR info you need to know. And you know what? There's a lot to know right now, because there are only four races left in the season. We just concluded the Bank of America Roval 400, big win by Kyle Larson. And now we go from 12 drivers down to 8, three more races, then down to the final four in the final race. The playoffs are half over, a little more than half over, only four races to go in the season. So we've got a lot to get to. Heck of a night at the Roval, dominant performance by Larson, but also, you know what? It wouldn't be NASCAR and it wouldn't be the playoffs. We'd have a little controversy. And that is, of course, someone failing inspection and someone getting promoted up to one of the cars that are still in the playoffs. We'll explain all that in just a little bit. But tell you what, roll the windows down. It's beautiful outside. And get ready for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I am Casey, and alongside me, back from trip number, I don't know if I have enough fingers, but one of his trips to the beach, it is none other than Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, do I look a little bronze today?
Look a little bronze?
Yeah, from my
tan.
What?
You look rested, but you always do, so I don't really, I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Hey, I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back here with you in the Optimize You studio. Enjoyed my vacation at the beach. Was very blessed. We were in a part of Florida that did not get hit.
Is there a part of Florida that isn't in trouble right now?
Yeah, Panama City Beach.
Okay, it's still good.
Was in good shape. Had beautiful sunny weather and great temperatures. And, of course, feel bad for all the other parts of Florida. People suffered, and we can't go without remembering them and continuing to keep them in our prayers. But I had a great vacation in the part of Florida that I was in.
Well, I'm glad that you and Mrs. Whitfield were able. You know what? I'm glad she got a break from her busy schedule, but I'm glad you were there with her.
Yeah.
You know, taking a break.
Now she needs a vacation to get a break from me.
Waking up at the crack of noon lifestyle. But yes, we're happy to have you back. Had a good time last week.
Matter of fact, you look a little rested. That must mean that,
you know what?
Mrs. Orr's been good to you, and you've been on the golf course a lot.
Mrs. Orr is always good to me.
Is she?
I hope she's listening. She's not. I did get to play a little golf, and man, the weather's just gorgeous out.
When did you play golf?
I played Sunday morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. So got to go out and didn't play particularly well, but it was just nice to be out.
I noticed your truck wasn't in the parking lot at Mass. I wondered where you were.
Oh, that was Saturday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Saturday like we always do.
That's why I didn't see you there.
And then didn't go to Oktoberfest, so,
you know, we looked for you yesterday.
We normally go to that, but schedules, and I think my wife trying to keep me away from the 12-ounce curls.
I can believe that.
Yeah, we ended up not going to that, but man, the weather's just been so good.
You tend not to just want one.
No, not.
You want several.
I only have one at a time.
Yeah, yeah, I can believe that. It's interesting that you bring up Oktoberfest, because my wife Kim and I went to it, and as we were walking across the parking lot, approaching the entrance of Oktoberfest, Kim made the comment. She says, "Do you think Casey will be here today?"
Yeah, thanks for the text. That might have made all the difference.
You would have ignored it.
No,
because
if
I text you, most of the time you don't even acknowledge it.
Okay, most of the time your texts are a little come on.
My Texas
but if it was like,
good.
Hey, dude, let's go to Oktoberfest. I'm like, hey, Mrs. Orr, let's do it.
I just assumed y'all would be down there. The rest of Chattanooga was there.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably.
The place was packed, and it was a great event. Beautiful weather, and man, they were pouring that German beer like none other.
How would you? You didn't have any of it.
No, I didn't have any at all. Had no interest. However, they had some really cool steins this year. That had the Oktoberfest logo and the date and all. And I almost got one, but I thought, you know, I don't drink beer.
What am I ever going to do with this?
And it would only sit on the shelf, and it's $25.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So if it had been a little more affordable on the old Whitfield budget, I would have bought one.
Could if you bought it for $25, did you get to fill it with beer for special price?
No.
Because I've got one of their special cups from you buy them at the beginning, and then for the rest of the year, every beer you get's a dollar cheaper than normal, which it's stupid expensive down there. But
no, I didn't see any kind of deal like that. Yeah. There was a lot of people there. And, of course, the Chattanooga Motor Car Festival was a huge, huge success, and it went on for several days. And so Chattanooga was full of a lot of excitement and activities. And then, man, a great weekend of both college and pro football.
I mean, it's just all sports are, you know, baseball's in the playoffs, inching forward closer to the World Series. Football's in swing.
Are you into the World Series?
I will watch the World Series just because, you know, I grew up such a fan of baseball. Baseball's like basketball to me. I'll watch some of the playoffs or like the World Series or the NBA Championship. I'll watch a game or two just to be a part of it, but I don't follow during the season. But it's just right now, like NASCAR playoffs, baseball playoffs, the meat of the schedule in the NFL is starting to get ramped up. I mean, sadly, we're like almost halfway through the college football season. How are we here already?
Yeah.
It's a good, and the weather. I mean, it's like any reason to be outside right now, you just find it. So
well, we know it's not because you're going to do yard work.
God, no, who would do that? But you know, you can get the outside TV and the fire pit and cheer on team of your choice.
I do watch a little baseball, but it's always the Braves. Now that the Braves are not going in the playoffs or World Series, you know, I won't pay much attention to it. My wife is a huge, I'm talking huge, Phillies fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She lived in Philadelphia till she was 11 years old.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So
they're a big deal there.
She calls Philly, you know, her home, even though she hadn't been there since she was 11. But yeah, she loves the Phillies. She knows all the players, and you know, they still had a chance a week or so ago, and then they fell out miserably. But yeah, I you know, follow baseball because I don't have any other choice when the Phillies are doing well. But the Georgia Bulldogs won over the weekend.
Yeah, another
win.
It's
not because they look good.
Not they have yet to be super impressive this year.
You know, and that's so disappointing.
But that is, aren't you starting to see a theme? And I'm sure people can tune into your college football podcast and listen.
No, wait a minute. It's college football radio.
But it's also a podcast. People can tune in and listen to you, but no teams look good week in and week out. No teams are just absolutely, you know, the Alabamas of a couple years ago where they steamroll everybody. You know, Oregon and Ohio State played an awesome game, and they're both very, very good. But, I mean, you're seeing Alabama not look great. Tennessee didn't look great. Georgia's yet to really come on.
LSU, Ole Miss.
LSU beat Ole Miss in a very exciting game. But, like, I just don't know that we're going to have – that dominant team that you're just going to steamroll everybody into the playoffs, but it is making for a lot of fun to watch on Saturday.
I'm only evaluating the SEC because there's really nothing else out there that holds the candle.
Even though the Big
SEC.
10 is proving to be a better conference so far.
Well, you know, it's nothing but SEC. You should know that by now. You're in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Wouldn't you say, though, that Texas... I mean, Texas was number one last week. I think they're still number one, aren't they?
Yeah, they...
They're probably the only one that's shown that, you know...
They hadn't had a stinker yet.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some great football so far.
But, you know, OU is not a very good football team, and that makes my heart happy to say that.
But we're going to see. Georgia and Texas is really rubber meets the road, and that's happening this weekend. And I mean, I can't wait to see the data on how many people are watching that. Because you've got, I mean, in the Southeast, I mean, it's Georgia. You know, it's a huge fan base. And Texas is a national brand and number one in the country. And it's, you know, you're going to have all the storylines. It's going to be pretty good.
The last time I looked, which was 3 weeks ago, tickets for the Georgia-Texas game was running $1,100 and up. I don't know what it is now. It's probably even gotten higher. But, yeah, that's going to be a huge game. It's going to be in primetime. ESPN Game Day is going to be broadcasting from there. So we're going to talk about it all this Saturday morning right here on Rock 105. Tune in to College Football Radio presented by Medicare Misty. Join Jim Gumm and myself. And we're going to break down the entire day of SEC football, getting you ready for your college football game day. You don't want to miss it. If you miss any episode, you can go to our podcast and listen to us there. College Football download. College Football Radio download.
Vanderbilt is in the fourth place of the SEC. That just shows you what kind of season we're having right now.
You got to give
anchor down, Sean.
You got to give a lot of credit to Vandy. I mean, they are impressive right now. They've got attention from high school seniors that would have never looked at them before. Just in the last 2 weeks,
could you have gotten into Vandy?
No, but you know, they've got a cheer. How's the cheer go? Something about. You'll be working for us someday.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Because most everybody that comes out of Vandy is, you know, a brain guy.
To me, they're like Georgia Tech. You can make fun of all of them you want to, but they're winners in life, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they're going to be the one that are
they're
the
gonna doctors. They're going to be just fine.
And making the big bucks. You know, I probably could. I mean, Nashville's a great city to be living in. And
you have made, like, pretty high, you just talk about high school kids wanting to go, very high academic requirements to get into Vandy.
Well, no, I mean, there's no way. I didn't know you were talking about academics. I was only looking at football. There's no way. They'd have pulled my name up on the list and thought it was spam or something.
They're like, for Gordon Lee? No.
They, man, are you kidding? No, they wouldn't. I wouldn't even shown up as a trainer or manager for them. No question about it. But hey, we did have a great weekend of sports. We had a great weekend of NASCAR. The Xfinity Series race went into overtime. The NASCAR Cup Series had its share of drama in the Roval. I got a question for you, Casey. I've been listening to a lot of various sources of media today. And following some things on social media. I thought the Roval yesterday was a good race. However, Jeff Gluck, which is a very popular journalist that covers NASCAR, he was doing a survey earlier today, and the last I heard, and I'm just coming up with round numbers to simplify things, it was like 75% of the people that was taking his poll did not like Charlotte Motor Speedway being a Roval and not being, you know, round track.
Yeah.
And that kind of surprised me.
Well, it's funny. Jeff Gluck does that for absolutely every race. He always, you know, hey, was such and such a good race. And then you can vote on it. And it's funny to go through and just look at it. You know, it's what do the fans think? We always worry about TV ratings and this, but like people that care enough to follow NASCAR riders that would actually vote on whether or not a race was good. So I would say a pretty good fan of the sport vote on what a good race is or isn't. And he does that for every single one. Part of it was probably,
what does it look like now? Are you got it pulled up?
Part of it, I'll pull it up. I'll have to find my Twitter/X, whatever it's called these days. I was thinking the same thing. Like it was a decent race, but was it a little bit, I don't know. Is it Kyle Larson fatigue, if you will? You know, oh gosh, he's good at another race and he kind of dominated it. So therefore, it's not as entertaining as maybe we would have thought.
Well, he hasn't won there. He won the Roval, I think, in 2021.
Yeah, but it was a pretty, you know, he kind of had it in the bag yesterday.
Yeah.
But I found it exciting because I was paying attention to where's everybody going to finish? Who's going to make it to the next round? And we're treated with a little bit of drama at the end. I mean, how can you beat that?
It seems like there was a lot of good racing, a lot of good drama throughout the race. We saw, you know, a lot of bumping and grinding and all the type of things that you like to see in some hard-nosed, hardcore-type NASCAR racing. I was just surprised that the fan base, based on the little survey he was doing, that it was that high, that it was like 75% to 25%.
It's 56 yes, 44 no. So it's flipped, so it's a little bit. A little bit. People liked it, but I don't know. It's another Kyle Larson win. You know, yeah. I think it sometimes I can cloud it. And any Alex Bowman fans out there have got to be a little heartbroken as initially he was in the playoffs, yeah, and then fails post-race inspection, which, man, we just don't see very often. And you certainly don't see it with penalties as harsh as this. Effectively, well, it dropped him out of the playoffs and handed Joey Logano another chance to be a champion.
Yeah, and then if you watch the race, you saw the interview with Joey Logano afterwards, how he was bummed out, his crew chief was bummed out, the race team's bummed out because they didn't make the playoffs. And that just goes to show you, until those cars go through post-race inspection, nothing's a done deal. And that was proven last night because Joey Logano had no expectations that his chances were there at all. And neither did the rest of the NASCAR fan base out there. So until they declare it's final, it's not final.
Yeah, what a second life Joey Logano was just given, yeah, especially his playoff hopes.
Well, we're going to talk more about that. We're going to, of course, get into the driver standings. We'll also share with you the news release that Hendrick Motorsports sent out just about an hour ago as to whether or not they are going to appeal this penalty. We'll get into that and more as we continue. But first, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. giving you all the latest news on and off the racetrack in the world of NASCAR. And of course, we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. We got a lot more NASCAR to come as we go along. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday from 6 to 7, getting you caught up on all the information from the world of NASCAR. Today, recapping the third race in the second round of the NASCAR playoffs, the Bank of America Roval 400 that saw Kyle Larson get the win. He was already going to make it into the third round anyway, and now we've gone from 12 drivers to 8. The bottom 4 have dropped off. We'll get into the standings a little bit and let you know who is still alive for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Championship. And now that we're done with the Roval, we're heading to Vegas, baby. We go mile and a half racing at Vegas for the first race of the third round, then Homestead, Miami, then Martinsville. And then to end the season, November 10th, Phoenix Raceway, the final race of the year. 4 races left in the NASCAR season, 4 weeks left in the NASCAR season. How in the world are we already here? Sean, we're like 5 weeks, 5 and a half from Thanksgiving.
I know, it's
the heck, man. Turkey Day, and then it'll be Christmas, and then, you know what, if I sign my return letter, then we'll be back. Around February of next year.
Man, I've already been thinking about how much bribing I'm going to have to do to get you to sign a long-term contract.
A long-term deal?
I keep trying to see if I can come up with a Jeff Gordon, Rick Hendrick kind of contract.
Man.
Where it's like a lifetime deal like they did.
Well, you know what? That would only... That only works if I'm Jeff Gordon and my wife is Rick Hendrick. Okay, you got to talk to team owner.
Wait. Okay? You're giving me anxiety right now, right here on the air, live. I'm feeling anxiety and a lot of stress. Oh my goodness. Well, you're right. I mean, this season is flying by, and we don't have that many races to go. It's, you know, yesterday was race number 32. And there's only 36 races in the season, so we don't have many to go, and it's been a great season so far. Would you not agree?
It has, and you know, it's funny. I was thinking of this earlier. What would you define this season as? It seems like, you know, the last few years, you kind of have, there's been a couple years where it's been, you know, kind of like the guys that are always winning. You'll have one or two that'll just run away with it, and it's kind of been fun to watch their domination. The last few years, you've had plenty of first-time winners. I think this year you've had a lot of first-time winners. I feel like this year has been a huge changing of the guard. This is, to me, you know, Kyle Busch is officially old. Joey Logano's, I got officially a wily old veteran. Kyle Larson is on the older side. I mean, Truex Jr.'s retiring. This is truly kind of, to me, the first year that it really is all the quote-unquote new guys, even though, my God, what's Chase Elliott been racing 10 years? But it's this season's had a little bit of everything. I think very well-rounded is kind of the way I would put it.
Yeah. You think about our history together. We're coming up on the end of doing this show 19 years. And when you look back in all the years that we've done this show, how there's been so many ups and downs, peaks and valleys in the sport, how we had years that we've done this show where we had domination. We had domination of Jimmy Johnson back in the day. We had domination of Kevin Harvick. We had domination of several others. And then we've had those
times where it's been kind of evenly spread. And you look at the kind of racing that we've had over the last couple of years, it seems like it's been pretty much evenly spread. We've had, how many different winners have we had so far this year? Was it 16?
Yeah, well, I mean,
or 15?
I think only two people made it in, so 14, maybe only two people made it in on points. I'd have to look again. Yeah, it seems, all right, so we long talked about how NASCAR, you know, it was always about money, and in a lot of ways it still kind of is, but, you know, the teams with all the money made the playoffs, mm-hmm. and they could do all the research, and they could do all the development and all the practice, and NASCAR has slowly made the rules to where I think overall there is more parity. Everyone's on a little bit more level playing field, mm-hmm. and you're not seeing Hendrick dominate. Yes, they're still probably the premier team, but they don't have a Jimmy Johnson or a Jeff. I mean, how many times that would I would joke at you about, you know, spin your Hendrick wheel to see which driver you would pick to win, because chances are it was going to be a dude from the Hendrick garage. Mm-hmm. You know, gosh, this is a million years ago, but Jack Roush having five teams. I mean, Jack Roush was half of the playoffs. One of the first years the playoffs was in. Five teams made it. You are seeing parity spread out. And I think you're seeing some of the new teams not taking so long to get up and running and being able to be competitive early on Trackhouse, you know, being able to be competitive early. And I think it's good for the sport.
Yeah. Rick Hendrick made the comment in an interview before the race yesterday, talking about what it would be like if all four Hendrick drivers were in the final four. And of course, now that's not going to happen now that Alex Bowman was penalized and he is now out of the final eight. But that could have likely happened had things continued to go along in their favor. And that would have been something we've never seen before. I mean, I don't even know if that would even feel right.
That would be good for Hendrick, bad for the sport.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I mean, if you work at Hendrick, yeah, I'd be thinking, hey, no matter what, I'm getting a bonus. but that's not, you know, that's not. But
and,
I guess
and I don't I think mean, that's where NASCAR would want to be.
But if you look at it, here I am talking about how much more parity it is. But you've also got, what, three of the final eight are Hendrick guys? Is that right? So,
oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we were about to have four.
Yeah.
Had that not happened.
So scratch everything I've said up till now.
Yeah.
But no, you don't have runaway teams anymore. I mean, Kyle Larson obviously having the best year and probably, I don't know, the top driver in the sport right now and getting another win. But it's not, we're not seeing 8-9 races. We're not seeing Jimmy Johnson win, you know, four in a row and six out of eight or whatever it was.
Yeah. Of course, Kyle Larson got the big win, his 29th victory in 362 NASCAR Cup races, winning the Bank of America Roval 400. He led 62 of the 109 laps to get the victory, claiming his series high of six victory. No other driver has more than three wins this season. This is his third time in the last 4 years that Larson has reached the round of eight. He has won 10 of the last 36 playoff races, which is 27.8%.
Pretty good.
Since 2021.
Pretty good, Kyle Larson.
So things are definitely looking good for him. The driver that came in second place was Christopher Bell. He's having a great season so far. He posted his third top 10 finish in five races at Charlotte Motor Speedway. William Byron came in third, posted his fourth top 10 finish in seven races at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Fourth spot, we had Austin Cindric. Fifth spot, we had Chase Elliott. Sixth, A.J. Allmendinger. Great day for the Dinger.
The Dinger.
Seventh, SVG. Started first, finished in seventh. Great day for that race team. Eighth, Joey Logano. Ninth, Bubba Wallace. And 10th, Ryan Blaney.
11th spot, other playoff driver was Tyler Reddick. Denny Hamlin finishing in 14th position. Go all the way down and look, not a great day for Daniel Suarez, playoff driver that finished in 30th. Chase Briscoe, another playoff driver, finished in 36th. And, well, once it all shook out, Alex Bowman actually finished 38th because of the penalty. But there you have it. There are the playoff drivers, or who were playoff drivers then. Now we're down to only eight.
When you look at that top 10, is there anybody in there that sort of surprises you that they're there?
You know, tip of the cap to the old SVG and AJ Allmendinger. But, Sean,
yeah, I would
listen,
agree.
Austin Cindric not going away, proving that it's not just a decent year. Kid's probably going to stick around for a while.
Yeah. The worst finishing playoff driver was, of course, Alex Bowman in 38th. Then you had Chase Briscoe in 36th and Daniel Suarez in 30th. So their days were, or their day having a shot at the playoffs was completely taken out. There were five caution flags for 13 laps and seven lead changes among six drivers. Overall, I would grade that race maybe let's give it an A-, just because there was so much domination.
B-plus, perhaps.
Kyle Larson.
Yeah, it was an entertaining race. And to me, you know, and maybe I wasn't paying as much attention to the race as you was really the outcome, because that's what mattered. Big win for Kyle Larson. I think he continues to position himself as maybe the guy to beat to be this year's champion. Congratulations for the eight that moved on, because now three more races and then it'll be the final four and someone will be the 2024 champion.
That's for sure. All right, we come back from the break. We're going to break down the driver's standings as they said after the race at Charlotte. We'll also share with you the press release that Hendrick Motorsports just released here about an hour ago regarding the penalty against the number 48 car. We got all that and more as we continue. If you've missed any part of today's episode, you can find us in podcast, and you can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download, or you can find it at our website, racingtalkradio.com. That's racingtalkradio.com, your source for NASCAR here in Chattanooga. We got a lot more to come straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Chew me up and spit me out, cause you know that I'll come back. And then we separate, but the
welcome in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You, here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. You know, Sean, earlier you were giving the radio a little grief for playing Jelly Roll, saying, "Is that rock music?" Well, I don't know that what the intro I just listened to was very rock music.
Oh yeah, everything
this is very just.
Everything we play on Racing Talk Radio is rock music.
I don't know.
It's music, good music that you can hear anytime here on Chattanooga's rock station, Rock 105.
But Jelly Roll, you think...
I like Jelly Roll.
But you think he's more of a country guy than a rock... But I think he got his start. Only
He
what
goes
is that
back
song?
And forth. I'm always questioning...
I only talk to God when I need
a favor
or something like that. That's very rock. I mean... Yeah. I don't know, but I'm just saying this doesn't sound.
I don't like talking to God only when I need a favor. I like talking to God all the time.
Well, I'm Catholic, so He walks with me all the time.
Oh, does he?
You know, okay. And other, I don't know, you heathens over here at the Baptist church. Anyway, obviously, joke, everyone. But yeah. I don't know. It's so there you go. I just didn't know who this was, but it didn't sound like AC/DC to me. That's rock music. Probably one of my favorite rock bands. But this is, I don't know, this is a little different.
No, this is some good music. If you know, you need to be more of a regular listener here.
You know, Guns N' Roses is like classic rock now, which kind of blows my I'm of that age that the stuff I was jamming to is now classic rock, and like the stuff you're jamming to is now like past classic rock.
You know, I'm still scarred from that birthday that I attended about 6 or 7 years ago at your house, where you were playing nothing but classic country,
the good stuff.
I mean, that has scarred me for life.
That wasn't just classic country; that was a lot of Texas country. You know, alternative. I don't know,
man. That was about the good stuff. That was about as bad as going to a funeral.
Hey, so here's one real quick you can talk about on your NASCAR, your college football show. So, you know, NIL is a big deal, right? How all these play.
And for those that may not know what that stands for, educate them.
Name,
image and likeness.
Basically, it's the way you get to pay college players, right? And every athletic department in the country now has an NIL department, and they raise money to give to players to come play football for them. It's not how it's supposed to work, but let's face it, that's how it's working, right? So Oklahoma State.
It's a business.
Oklahoma State, who, you know, doesn't have the guy that was basically bankrolling our whole system, but T. Boone Pickens passed away a few years ago. So we don't have the big money donors a lot of places are. But there are some famous bands, Turnpike Troubadours, which you don't know, and Cross Canadian Ragweed, which are like one of the godfathers of like the alt country movement. They were the band in college when I was there. They were our bar band, and they on the Texas Red Dirt scene, they're huge, right? They have announced
Texas Red Dirt.
Yeah, Red Dirt Country.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Like Austin Country, you want to think of it that way. Anyway, so they announced they're going to have a concert. Cross Canadian Ragweed broke up years ago. They want to get back together and have a concert for one night to benefit NIL for Oklahoma State. Turnpike Troubadours, Cross Canadian Ragweed. It was so popular, it sold out, so they added another night. It was so popular, it is now 4 sold out nights. Of a 50,000 tickets.
They have it in the Oklahoma State Stadium?
They're having it at the stadium. And it's all to benefit NIL.
And I just thought that, you know, what a crazy world we now live in. And that's probably something schools are going to start doing. I mean, Hootie and the Blowfish, he's, you know, he went to South Carolina.
Tennessee's already announced a ticket price increase next year because of that.
Exactly. Morgan Wallen could do one to benefit NIL. Hootie could do one to benefit South Carolina. I mean, this is something you're going to start seeing, this kind of stuff. Mm. And it's fascinating to me. There you go. But anyway.
You know, there's several of the top college players that are making more than first-year starters in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's no salary cap in college yet. Yeah. There is in the pros. Yeah. So, you know, you're going to have guys staying in as long as you can.
That is so crazy. All right. Well, let's get back to talking NASCAR. And we were talking earlier about the fact that Alex Bowman received a penalty, failed post-race inspection. It was about 2 hours after the race. We thought that he was going to be in the playoffs, and all that changed. The complexion of the playoffs changed, and Alex Bowman was disqualified. The 48 post-race inspection, finishing 18th. Here is the press release that Hendrick Motorsports released this afternoon about 5 o'clock. It says, Hendrick Motorsports will not appeal the disqualification of the number 48 car following Sunday's race at Charlotte Roval. NASCAR allows a clear margin to account for the difference in pre- and post-race weight. After a thorough review by our team and sanctioning body, we simply did not give ourselves enough margin to meet the post-race requirement. Although unintentional, the infraction was avoidable. We are extremely disappointed to lose a playoff spot under the circumstances and apologize to our fans and partners.
So hats off to Hendrick for just saying, you know what, we screwed up. And that's the only reason they're releasing this, right? Like, literally, if they thought there was a chance in heck that they would win, mm-hmm. They would be doing that. But there must be where they looked at everything and said, we messed up, we goofed, and so we're not going to appeal it. Hats off to them for not appealing it and showing up and pounding their fist on the table and using Rick Hendrick's considerable weight in the sport to.
Maybe they should have consulted with Michael Jordan before they decided not to make the decision not to appeal.
Yeah, they'll do that, I'm sure. But it just goes to show the fact that he's not pushing to get that final car in there. They screwed up. And, you know, I was thinking about this today. Hats off.
Go ahead and rip that Band-Aid off.
Hats
early.
Off for someone admitting screwing up. In a world that you just don't do that anymore, where you don't go, oops, my bad. You're just supposed to get mad and, you know, blame climate scientists for doing something that messed up your car and therefore you can't get into the playoff. No, you just go, hey, we screwed up.
Climate scientists.
I'm just saying, you know, like, Sean, the new thing is that we can control, like, the government controls the weather, right? And that's why all this bad stuff's been
happening.
That
sounds like a recent news report I heard not long ago.
Yeah, it's just like, you know,
imagine
what?
Imagine that.
Put a gun in your mouth, please. God, who thinks of this crap?
Oh, now you're getting political on us.
That's not political. It is not political at all. To think someone who thinks the government controls the weather is a crazy person. That's just a very normal statement.
Oh,
like, no, you're crazy. That's not how it works.
I just love seeing you get riled up over stuff like
it's
that.
Just like, don't you just read headlines sometime and you're like, all right, well, I guess we're here now.
Let's get right into the driver's standings after the race at Charlotte. Kyle Larson is clearly the leader. He's 20 points out ahead of second place Christopher Bell, third Tyler Reddick, fourth William Byron, fifth Ryan Blaney, sixth Denny Hamlin, seventh Chase Elliott, and eighth Joey Logano. That is your top eight drivers that will continue on in the championship competition.
Yes. Yeah, so Joey Logano benefits from the screw up from Alex Bowman, moves into the eighth spot. Like you said, Sean, Kyle Larson is number one in the points. He has got a 20 point buffer over second place, Christopher Bell. It's basically a half a race lead going into three final races. So if Kyle Larson avoids a DNF where he finishes in last place, then he's probably going to go ahead and be one of the final four. If he just continues to put in Kyle Larson type finishes, whether he wins a race or not, he's probably going to make the final four. But everybody else is separated by less than 20 points.
Yeah.
That is, it is going to be an absolute dogfight the next three races.
And the four drivers that fell out, of course, Alex Bowman leads the charge. 10th, Austin Centric. 11th, Ty Gibbs. And 12th, Martin Truex Jr. Really no surprise in the four that fell out. However, I do think it's
except
sad.
Except for Alex Bowman.
Well, yeah. I hate to see Martin Truex Jr. be one of those final four. I was really pulling for him. I was wanting to see him try to make it to the final four in his last season, but that's just not what is meant to be.
Yeah, four more races, and then what? I guess he's got to wait 4 years before he gets in probably a first ballot. You think Truex is first ballot Hall of Famer?
Probably so.
Yeah, I think he's probably going to make it.
Especially since he's got a championship under his belt.
And two in different series, too.
Yeah, he has confirmed that he's going to be competing in the 2025 Daytona 500. But beyond that, I don't know that anything has been completely confirmed. Or are you aware of anything?
Nope.
Yeah.
Go Martin. Go. You know, these guys make all this money and then they retire, but yet they refuse to retire. Kind of like Jimmy Johnson. Like he just has to be back out there doing it, and let's build a team, and let's I think it's funny, but I think it's also that mindset. Like, what does Michael Jordan have to prove? But yet he decides to take on ownership of a NASCAR team and be heavily involved enough that he's going to sue NASCAR. So I think it's that competitive drive that's in these people that make them so good at what they do. Also means they don't just go home and go fishing like you and I would do.
I do want to give an update here after the break about where things stand with a lawsuit with Front Row Racing 2311, pretty much Michael Jordan against NASCAR. So we'll cover that when we come back after the break. Also, too, want to talk for just a moment about former NASCAR champion in the Truck Series and Xfinity Series and a legend also in Cup Series, Greg Biffle. He did a lot of good and has continued to do a good work over in the Carolinas. Wanted to speak about that for just a moment, as well as some other news in the world of NASCAR. Haley Deegan made an announcement today, and she's not someone that we talk about very often because she's been in the ARCA series, the Truck Series, and now Xfinity Series, but she is making a change in her racing career, and we'll share with you about that when we come back after the break. But in the meantime, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday, 6 o'clock, right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. Also, too, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download, and we are presented to you by Optimize You. More to come straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group. Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr, that's me, here each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. We are two rounds down, and we begin the third round of the 2024 NASCAR playoffs coming up this Sunday. And where will that be, you ask? Well, good question. It's going to be at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. South Point 400 will be the first race of round three, the round of eight. So we're going to go to Las Vegas coming up Sunday. Then we're going to go to Homestead Miami Speedway, then Martinsville, and that will conclude the round of eight, round three, and the final four drivers, the top four in the standings, will move on to the final race of the year, and that is at Phoenix Raceway, the NASCAR Cup Series Championship. That's November 10th coming up, November 3rd, we're at Martinsville, November 10th, Phoenix Raceway, for all the marbles, as they say.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and admit, Casey, to you and our listeners, this NASCAR antitrust lawsuit fascinates me.
So
I'm going to be somewhat obsessed with this for a while, Sean, until this is all completed.
You know how I am. I like to think outside the box, and I like to bring you good ideas. Okay, this is a talk about the law. So we need to have a segment. Okay, we can get it sponsored. It's going to be called Law Talk. And then that's when you talk about the lawsuit. Here's the thing. This is who we get.
Maybe we even start a new show called Law Talk.
We get it sponsored by Rick Davis, Golden Diamond.
You got too much time on your hand to be coming up with these ideas.
You know, it's about the law. I mean, isn't he involved in that?
I don't think Rick's got any spare money right now.
Doesn't know much about law?
Yeah. No.
Sorry.
Where in the world did that come from? All right. of course, we've talked a little bit about this lawsuit, in some past shows. Just to kind of recap, the teams filed the lawsuit, which is 2311, Michael Jordan and Front Row Motorsports, filed the lawsuit against NASCAR on October the 2nd in federal court in Charlotte, claiming NASCAR's actions violate the antitrust laws, and this is pertaining to the charter agreements that those two teams did not sign. Here's what the latest is with the suit. 2311 in Front Row filed a motion October the 9th for a preliminary injunction to allow them to race in 2025 as charter teams. They have refused to sign the charter agreement, which was signed September the 6th by the 13 other cup organizations while the lawsuit proceeds. To get preliminary injunction, 2311 in Front Row primarily must show a likelihood of success on the merit of the case and irreparable harm
if the injunction is not issued. They also must show that a preliminary injunction is in the public interest of the sport.
Now, so that's just a bunch of legalese to say what, Sean?
So here's what's next. NASCAR must file a response to that preliminary injunction motion by October 23rd. The judge initially scheduled the hearing for October the 16th, but NASCAR, with its offices being in Daytona Beach, asked for it to be postponed because their offices were shut down for at least a couple of days because of Hurricane Milton. The hearing was moved to November the 4th, with each side getting 30 minutes. The judge wouldn't necessarily have to rule on the day of the hearing, but typically would in the days following. The teams also have asked for a limited discovery to obtain documents and files from NASCAR that they believe could help them prove they will succeed on the merits of the case. The judge has asked for NASCAR to respond to the motions by October 16th and then for any reply from the teams to be submitted by October the 23rd.
So basically, you know, the way lawsuits work is Michael Jordan and them say, we're filing this lawsuit because, and then now NASCAR has to say, well, we think that's BS because, and then they have to come back and go, well, no, it really isn't because this. And then the judge has to finally go, you know what? We can move forward. And throughout all this, everyone's talking and back channeling, trying to find a way to sort this thing out.
Yeah. Bob Hockress has done a great job covering this. So you can go for more information on NASCAR on Fox's website. Bob Hockress shares what Michael Jordan said to him at Talladega. The basketball icon told Bob Hockress, he said, I did it for the smaller teams as well. It's not just for me. I think everybody should have an opportunity to be successful in any business. My voice is saying that it hasn't been happening. Hopefully we at both sides can come to our senses and figure out something that can make sense for everybody. I've thought a lot about this whole situation, and I don't know that there's anybody any bigger that was positioned financially and not only national recognition and credibility, but worldwide recognition and credibility than Michael Jordan. His well-known popularity and known all across the sports world, I feel like NASCAR is now going to have more of an incentive, since he is leading this charge, than anybody else in the sport. More influence and power than even a Roger Penske or Rick Hendricks or Joe Gibbs. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree. And NASCAR, too, I think one of the good things, but also one of the bad things in things like this, is NASCAR kind of operates in its bubble. All right. It is not like other major sports. The Franz family owns it. All right. But Jordan has connections in all sports. And probably wouldn't be pursuing this if he didn't have a pretty good idea that he can get some sort of movement. And NASCAR just has to go, hey, we own this. We can kind of make whatever rules we want. Is it worth fighting this out on the long term? Or do we take a deep breath and go, okay, what is a little more fair moving forward? This is what these all come down to. This is what I think. Well, this is what I think. I think it's probably good for NASCAR that Jordan's shaking it up a little bit in the long term.
Yeah. I would not disagree. And, I don't know who you could have had. I don't know of anybody else that would have been best positioned to go up against NASCAR than Michael Jordan, that's got the money to fight this, because he has lawyered up with some of the best that you can have on a legal team. And you know NASCAR has done the same. And it's going to wind up, it's going to be in both of their best interests to try to settle this thing out of court. I think NASCAR, Some people say that Michael Jordan's got more to lose. I think NASCAR may have more to lose.
Yeah, I think NASCAR's got more to lose. But here's the thing. And for people that go, well, Jordan's just a person. And, you know, even rich people get tired of spending money. Like, Jordan sold his stake for like almost $1 billion in a basketball team. But he's got plenty of cash, right? He can see this lawsuit out as long as he wants to. And the same goes for NASCAR. When this happens, they'll butt heads and something will get worked out.
And something like this could put some of the smaller teams out of business.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have the financial ability.
Absolutely could not afford to do this.
And Michael Jordan has made it clear that this will not affect the employees of 2311, that everybody can be rest assured that they're still going to be paid on payday and so on and so forth. So, and this is going, it's already gotten a little bit of national and worldwide attention. The Associated Press has been covering this. I think once the heat really gets going strong, I think this is really going to catch even more attention of the American public and the sports world overall. And I don't think it's going to be the kind of coverage that NASCAR is going to want.
It's going to be framed as America's most popular athlete versus the backwoods good old boys of Yahoo NASCAR.
Yeah.
And Jordan trying to right a wrong. And you know what? It was a bad look for NASCAR to send a 50-page document and give everyone 6 hours to sign it or whatever. I mean, that's a bully movement. That is something a bully does because he knows you don't have a choice. And Jordan's finally going, you know what? I do. And so it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Haley Deegan's going to move out of stock car into open world in 2025. She will compete full time in 14 races in the Indy NXT. I don't think we're going to miss her, Casey. Do you think?
You know what? I wish her all the best. Gets lots of eyeballs at whatever she's racing.
I think you're right. I think Monster Energy will be there to support her. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. This has been the fastest hour in radio, and want to thank all of you out there for joining us. If you missed any portion of today's program, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. It'll be up by tomorrow morning. Just go and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. We'll be back here again next week, 6 p.m., right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 105. And we are presented to you by Optimize You. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.